caring, nurturing, and healing. Those who resist extractivism and invasive infrastructure projects often face physical fatigue and emotional anguish that stem from the stress of the struggle, which comes accompanied by community division, hostility, harassment, and sometimes even threats to their lives. The damages caused by those invasions of the territory don't only harm all the people who inhabit it, but also the environment and non-human beings, as well as an entire world or way of being. The first step towards healing is to recognize the wounds, pain, and collective trauma that is caused by a racist economic system that invades cared-for territories and puts profit above good living. In this context, it is important to be united and create safe spaces for land defenders, where they can talk about their collective struggles and their strengths and failings. Women defenders, in particular, have emphasized the relevance of self-care and the recovering of the ancestral knowledge of caring for the land and water. It is from such exchanges and knowledge that the defense of life is built. Healing the land involves also leaving it to rest and allowing areas where the rivers and streams are born, for instance, not to be cut down or cultivated. It also includes a rejection of all that makes communities sick and exploits them, such as mines, monocultures, and other industrialized ways of exploiting nature. Some have warned, however, of a depoliticized notion of self-care that leads to a commercialization of emotional well-being spaces for organized women. The consumption of well-being services does not help women land defenders to confront the roots of their ancestral and patriarchal oppressions. Healing from the struggles, hatred, and wounds that come from conflict over land and the warlike confrontations that accompany it must address both the cosmic and the political dimension, and involve a personal, political, and conscious process that is done communally. In this way, healing is approached from ancestral knowledge through processes of both emotional and spiritual recovery. Only by not detaching the injured person from the web of life that is nurtured on the territory, which includes the relationships with water, land, forest, and the lives of others, a full recovery can be achieved.